doel. Informateur Rianne Letschert ontvangt zondag de onderhandelaars van D66, CDA en VVD op landgoed de Zwaluwenberg in Hilversum. Op dat afgelegen landgoed kunnen dan in de rust en de ruimte de onderlinge banden worden versterkt voordat de officiële onderhandelingen op maandag starten. Letschert hecht aan goede persoonlijke verhoudingen en wil de zondag vooral benutten voor het opbouwen van vertrouwen. Eerdere formaties, zoals die van het Paarse kabinet in 1994, kenden ook een overleg op zondag. Vier Europese landen, Frankrijk, Duitsland, Italië en Nederland, starten een gezamenlijk initiatief om minder afhankelijk te worden van Amerikaanse techreuzen. Ze lanceren een samenwerking om open en Europese alternatieven te ontwikkelen voor diensten als AI, de cloud en kantoorsoftware. Daaronder valt ook Mijn Bureau, een alternatief voor Microsoft 365 met verschillende leveranciers. Meer EU-landen willen aansluiten bij het initiatief, want veel overheden kiezen automatisch voor Amerikaanse pakketten. En ondernemer John Ventener van Vlissingen is op 86-jarige leeftijd overleden, zo meldt zijn investeringsmaatschappij Boron. Hij was oprichter van het reisbureau BCD met wereldwijd meer dan 15.000 mensen in dienst. De quote 500 schatte Ventener van Vlissingens vermogen op 2,9 miljard euro. Hij groeide op in de ondernemersfamilie achter SHV en stak geld in bedrijven en vastgoed. Ook zette hij zich met zijn stichting in voor kunst en natuur. Ventener van Vlissingen leed sinds 2018 aan lymfeklierkanker. Het weer droog, vannacht is er kans op lichte regen en landinwaarts ook op mist. Dan varieert de temperatuur van zo'n 5 tot 9 graden bij een zwakke tot matige westen tot zuidwestenwind. Morgen wordt het grijs met een beetje zon bij 8 tot 11 graden. Tot zover het radionieuws.
Op zoek naar een meubel op maat? Veno Interieur maakt op basis van uw wensen een mooi kwalitatief meubel op maat. Maatwerk van Veno is dé oplossing om uw meubels helemaal naar uw eigen smaak samen te stellen. Tafels, bureaus en kasten voor in de keuken, badkamer of woonkamer. Van klassiek tot modern. En alles wat daartussen ligt. Op basis van onze jarenlange ervaring adviseren wij u graag. Veno Interieur, de specialist in maatwerkmeubels.
Dit is Lansingerland FM. De beste mix van lokaal nieuws, cultuur en de lekkerste muziek. Adverteren bij RTV Lansingerland. Op tv, de radio of op de website, dat kan. Wekelijks bereiken wij Lansingerland met onze programma's. Meer informatie? Neem contact op via reclame@rtvlansingerland.nl.
Hardlopen? Pluto Sport. Schoenen, kleding en accessoires? Pluto Sport. Essex, Nike en Brooks? Pluto Sport. Pluto Sport, dat is makkelijk scoren.
One hell of a ride.
You will never feel the same again.
Transform your state of mind. It's time for trance. So wake up and dance.
And welcome back to a brand new episode of Time for Trance. Welcome, Charlie.
Hello,
all the way in the back. She promised us that she's going to sing along because she has all a vocal trance. And a special guest in the studio, all the way from Mexico, welcome Diana. Hi.
Hello, everyone.
How was your flight?
It was just a kind of messy, but I'm here. That is important thing.
A kind of messy?
Yes.
It's just a long flight, right?
Yeah, you know, at the first time, we just going to arrive to Munich, and then just make a connection to Madrid, and just stay there for 2-3 days, and then just fly, yeah, for here to Madrid to Lisboa, and Lisboa to Amsterdam.
I think we're going to go to the music.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, music!
shadow in the dark. Echoes in the black. I hear your voice in static waves. Echoes me back. The time won't bend. I just can't pretend. We can turn.
Lost in Echoes by Kano and Derek Ryan from his new album from Kano. So, Diana Gill, welcome to the studio.
Oh.
All the way from Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah.
So far, far away.
Yeah. So far from home.
Yeah.
Hey, for those that don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself. How and when did you start DJing and producing?
Sure, I started DJing producing, well, DJ around 6 years ago. Yeah, producing 2 years and a half. My first release was Manson. This is an original mix and D-Max recording. This is also a trans label. This is really interesting because basically I was looking for do something different on my life, right? I was saying I need to find it a purpose. I feel like I'm lost in a whole ocean and I need to find it a purpose. And when I just start to go into the Paris, I said I wanted to learn to do that. I need to do that. Yeah, and then I just started just to get along with people that DJs, right? And just started, how does this work, this and this and this and this, like a little child, yeah? Yeah, yeah. So they just start me, yeah, just saying this and this and this. Yeah, but basically all the knowledge is from experience, at least for myself, mm-hmm. Yeah? And just taking videos for me and just watching me and just listening to other DJs and just analyzing and thinking and also being some tutorial and YouTube and just listen and listen and listen. You know, what I always can say is that the eyes can lie, but your ears will never lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, right. So you didn't have a music education or anything?
For the mixing, no.
No.
No, for the producing, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my husband that
okay.
is currently here. His name is Alan Santi. He's around 12 years of producing.
Okay.
Yeah. So... So he teach me how to produce, yeah, and I really thank you,
yeah,
for that. Open that window for my life, right? Because mixing it's really cool. I mean, it's you know, it's a way that you can just make the people and the crowd just feel excited and just into a history and just bring into another places, another moments, yeah, and full
cool.
on ecstasy.
Yeah.
But the window behind the producing is totally different, yeah? It's you need to create the magic, the initiate that and just to put it there. And also, for me, it's really interesting to create images into music, right? So I have this like this original mix that Shimmering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Shimmer, yeah? And it's because in honor of my cat that has left this world the last year, yeah? His name was Raul, yeah. Her eyes was blue eyes, right? And this song, it's basically like, sorry, I make it yeah, a little no, bit go, sentimental.
Take
right
your
now.
Time. Take but, your time. I understand.
But you know, when the water is just in the beach, just moving down, and the sun, it's out there. Yeah, it's like shining.
Yeah,
it's like shimmering.
Yeah.
So that is the emotion. That is the feeling that I wanted. Yeah, to just bust with that music.
With that music.
That
yeah. Okay,
yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you worked on the World album together with Izzy, who's sitting next to you, which is a project with all these international artists.
Yes.
Your track on there was Bassquake.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that
the
track?
Bassquake. Yeah, Bassquake, it has it's the last release that I have just shared with the people. It's a really interesting story behind, because it's a mix behind a Manson, because Manson is more like techy, like tech trance, and also it's like involving something like shimmering. So if I'm just mixed and create a new baby, yeah. But it has three layers for the bassline. So this is basically the name of behind the Bassquake.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I like these tracks that has like bittersweet, that it's like, oh, I'm going to dance really hard, but also I'm in the drop. I'm just going to go away everything and just enjoy the world and enjoy the people that it's around me. So it's basically that I wanted to
cool.
do with that.
Yeah. Okay. Besides DJing, we saw that you brought it with you. You play the violin. Do you use it in your sets more often?
I create. Yeah, I do the works. Yeah, for some of the songs that I have not create an original mix yet. It's one of my projects, but currently I'm working in the remixes that I'm taking. For example, for Hans Zimmer, I love the music for Hans Zimmer. It's it's really another experience for me. Yeah. So for example, I have the remix for Time. I have the remix for Stay. Yeah, and I'm taking that melodies and put it into the way that I want it in trance.
Yeah.
And this is the interesting part, that maybe it could be the same melody. Yes. Or not, because yeah, you can use that the theory musical behind that, and you are maybe you and make another melody that it could be glitching with that, right?
Yeah.
It could not be glitching.
Yeah. Okay. So in the next hour, we're gonna listen to you play the
last,
violin.
The last one, it's the remix for Stay. Yeah, and it's work. Yeah, it's a remix that I have done. It's interesting here that just wanted to mention that I'm not an expert, you know. If you ask me, I'm a amateur also, yeah. But I'm trying to explore that feeling and that point of make music and transfer that feeling to the other people. Yes. So I really want to thank you, yeah, to my teachers. It's Ana Martinez in Mexico, in Querétaro, and also Gennaro, who basically has taught me everything about the music behind and the theory, and also about the instrument. I
hope she's listening, and otherwise we'll send her the tape.
I think so, but if not, I will send this.
We'll send her the tape. So on social media, we see that you play different styles of music, trance, house. Can you tell us a little bit, what is your favorite?
This
or
is really
you don't
sad,
have any?
Guys. I was talking yesterday with Iris Izzy. Yeah, that sometimes in Mexico, I'm not sure how things are going, because we were just discussing, right? But in Mexico, in the clubs, they are saying, oh, trance. Oh, no, we don't want trance. We only like techno and house. Do you know how to play? Okay. Yes, I can do it. Okay. So I just like a little lie. Because I just selling like sometimes, right? If it's needed, like yes, I'm playing house, and then I'm just going to put progressive trance.
A little bit in there, bit by bit.
And the people will just enjoy that,
yeah.
You know, because the great music is the great music. It doesn't matter the tax behind that.
People don't know they like trance, but
yes,
often
but
they do.
They love it.
Yeah.
Yes, and
because it has emotions.
Yes.
Yeah. It has melody, which
yes,
house does not.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the trance has soul. It's
yeah,
music
right,
and soul.
Right, right. So is there any festival in the world where you would want to DJ?
You know, this is also a really good question. It's for me, it's not, I'm not chasing the fame. I'm not chasing the money. I'm just chasing the beauty behind the music. So if you ask me it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Because it doesn't matter if it's one person there that is really enjoying the music, yeah, or thousands or millions, hundreds, whatever, yeah. So it's okay for me. Whatever, the people just enjoy the music and just make a great listen, it's okay for me.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Yeah, I maybe understand. I'm just going to stop there and make just a small parenthesis, because that brings to me right now and my memories. You know, the last 8th of March, that is the National Women's Day, I was just playing in Mexico for, it was hundreds of women. They even know me. They know me, yeah. Even know the trans, no. And I just make them just jump.
Dance and jump.
And dance,
yeah.
And just exciting and just singing, because... You know, that's
yeah,
the
it's a great feeling.
So
yeah,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a festival, if you are just making the people just getting engaged and just being in that moment. It's an important thing.
Yeah, I totally understand. I dig it. Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
So is there any producer that you would really like to do a collab with on your wish list?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah. It's probably. It's probably in the works already. Talk to us about it, Izzy.
We have a week together, so so we should make it work.
It's enough to finish a track.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we will. Yeah, but you know, it doesn't matter who it's behind that music. For me, really important, at least for me, it's that the people who is making the music, is producing the music, it's having something to tell to the others. Yes, I really believe in the power of music to heal. I really believe in the power of music to make things different. And yeah, maybe I'm a dreamer.
Well, that's fits perfect with trance. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Very last question.
Okay.
Are you ready to play next week on Izzy's
yes.
party?
Yes, I'm so ready. You know, I have a main folder, but also some subfolders. It depends on how the things are going on. I'm just going to present absolutely the Manson, the Shimer in the Past Quake, and also some collabs for a Mexican college. Yeah, I'm going to present something from my husband. He has worked on a remix for Pésame Mucho. This is a production for the Mexican song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard?
Yeah.
It's really Bésame.
I know. Mucho. I'm old. I know these songs.
Yeah. Okay. But at the end, also, I'm going to bring some music from Jorge Caballero. He's one of my best friends. Yeah, and I really like to encourage people to continue doing music, because you know we need the art. We need the art for being keeping alive. You know, it couldn't be the same. And also. Let's see what other surprises we can bring on. Yeah.
I'm going to divert from the script, which Izzy doesn't like. So I have another question.
Sure.
I'm sorry, no. Charlie doesn't like.
I'm what? I don't know how.
Yeah. No. Is Mexico a trans loving country, or becoming a trans loving country, or
it's interesting question, because
I see Alan Watts going there all the time.
You know. Okay.
What? His girlfriend is Mexican.
Yeah, well, I guess he has the gigs for it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. So this is interesting question, because currently there is a label that basically is working on bringing trans events into Mexico, and I do appreciate the opportunity that Natia Kate has just bring her Chantayas, because yeah. I basically took in that event. Yeah. Besides that, we have another persons that are working on that, but I think that it's a bittersweet ride, because the local people are not supporting to the local ones. So it's really, it's a shame, because at the end in this world, you never know who is going to say, come on, and if you think that always, and that is true, some of the, I don't want to name anyone, but at least some of the colleagues that I know, they are saying, if you are not bringing something to me, I'm not going to help you, and Okay. I'm going to keep going. But
the music industry can be toxic. Oh, yes.
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 Yes. So it's Mexico. It's a trans lover. It depends. If this is a headliner, yes. If not, sometimes not everyone, but most of the people that are just giving you the back.
I guess this is your mission for Mexico. Yeah. Trans in Mexico.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. You know, I'm here for the music, despite if I'm going or coming from anywhere of the world.
Okay. On that note, back to the music.
Thinking what the hell. Yeah.
So, Diana.
Okay.
Tough choices.
Tough.
Tough choices.
Okay.
DJing or playing the violin?
Playing the violin.
DJing or producing music?
Producing music.
More gigs more productions?
More productions, absolutely.
More gigs or more followers on social media?
It doesn't matter.
I need one answer.
Yeah, okay, so more gigs.
More gigs. Trance or house?
Absolutely trance.
Playing at a big festival? I think I know this one. Or playing at an intimate club night?
It doesn't matter.
I need one answer.
I need one, okay. So it's a private party.
Okay. Mexico or the rest of the world?
Oh, no. Please don't kill me to choose, because I love Mexican food.
So I guess it's Mexico.
Yes.
Okay.
Always on my heart.
Back to the music. Thank you. We'll be hearing from Diana in the hour two.
Yeah,
back to
and I just wanted to say something before we just go.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you also for all the people that is behind for this right now. Absolutely easy that it's here right now. Also my husband, and also all the team for Transcendence, that it's Zuli Moreno, Viviana, Alan and me. We are just the four of the team. And thank you for everyone that has just keep just shining on this, little lady that's trying to make music. Yeah, thank you from the heart.
No problem. You're more than welcome. We'll be right back. And while they're doing a dance here in the studio, what's it called, the dance?
Macarena.
Oh, it's the Macarena. Oh, no. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Diana Gill live here in the studio. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Charlie, for your wonderful set and all the singing and dancing. Woohoo!
Ewald van Liemt met het radionieuws. Sinds de coronapandemie gaan er minder mensen naar de huisarts om te stoppen met roken, zo blijkt uit onderzoek van Nivel. In het algemeen keert het aantal huisartscontacten na de eerste coronagolf grotendeels terug naar het oude niveau. Maar de daling bij rookstopbegeleiding blijft onverklaard door het Kennisinstituut. Voor corona zochten rokers juist steeds vaker hun huisarts op voor hulp bij stoppen. In 2023 lag het aantal contacten voor rookstopbegeleiding